Yeah, we get a few sightings of basking sharks every year. Some years the abundance of them is greater than others. This year we had our abundance kind of in April and we thought that was it and the sharks moved south. But for some reason they've come back and they've come right into the shore. And hundreds of people have been around the head of Mullagh Moor spotting the sharks and watching them move within 50 metres of Mullagh Moor Head.
And this, you have said, it highlights the importance of the Donegal Bay. Can you explain why this is?
Yeah, as Donegal Bay Trust, we're a conservation trust and we're very much about raising awareness to the local community about what's on their doorstep. Basking sharks aren't massively understood globally, never mind in Ireland, but especially with local communities. So the significance is that they're here to feed. They're swimming with their mouths open, gulping gallons of water and picking up plankton on the way. And plankton is a food source that we wouldn't see with the naked eye very often, certainly not from a shoreline. So this is showing that there is significant food source for them and it's abundant because they're staying around for days and they're still around now feeding.
So it can teach us about a wider range of our old ecosystem in the marine?
Absolutely. And we see lots of whales coming in, lots of dolphins coming in, feeding on sand eel, sprat, forage fish, and that's almost expected now. It's kind of known that that happens off our coast, but big basking sharks, the second biggest fish in the world, they really tell the story because they follow the food, and they followed the food right up to our doorstep.
And you've asked for anyone that makes a sighting of these to report it to the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group. Why is that important?
Well, one thing we're not sure of is how many, because unlike whales and dolphins, basking sharks don't need to surface to breathe. So we don't see that many of them. So we think that for every one or two we see on the surface, there could be 5 or 10 underneath. So the more sightings we can get to the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group who record this data and then openly share that data, we can better understand our marine habitat and the movements of the sharks around our coastline.